What's up, folks? I've got another free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Excuse the voice. I sound like about a 15-pack-a-day smoker. Ugh. Anyway, the crud is going around. And but anyway, onward and upward, right? You know? I mean, seriously. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings features Julius and me highlighting this moment from the previous day's Dear Meathead, which I think you heard last time I put out a free view. But my dad made a ridiculous spit take moment take place when he said something really absurd, and I feature that here prominently in this edition of the Lost Zane recordings. Okay, you know, I feature the Lost Zane recordings, the whole show, two shows a week on my Patreon, Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you want to really support the show and keep it going and keep it strong, consider my Patreon. I don't like to say it that way. I almost feel like I'm holding you hostage. Let me take that back and try it again. If you're looking for something more to listen to, consider the Patreon. That's that. I don't like to guilt trip people into doing it. They either want more material or they don't, you know? Patreon.com/Eric Zane. 15 hours plus a week is what I give you on that, in addition to my daily free podcast that I publish. It's all there for you. Okay, Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you if you've signed up in the past. If you give it a try, though, and if you like it, well, there you go. Something more for you to listen to. Or if it sucks, cancel it. And then no big deal. You know, you tried. You can also convert it to a yearly if you want, and I'll save you 10%. Okay. I feel like when I was explaining all of that, like I sounded like a bumbling idiot. I'm medicated right now, and I don't know what the hell's going on. So anyway, here you go. Here's the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Good morning. The Eric Zane Show. Show number 119 in beautiful West Michigan. WBBL, downtown Grand Rapids. Nice to have you here. Here we go. Always fun on a Friday. Well, every day is always fun, but it seems like... Well, not yesterday for the start of the show with Julius. First of all, hello, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, I said every day is fun. Yeah, yesterday, you, I was really proud of how it went because you wanted to strangle somebody for about the first, I don't know, what do you think, 70 minutes, 80 minutes? It started to turn.
90 minutes, 120 minutes-ish.
It seemed like you, well, if you did come out of it, it seemed to be at about the 90-minute mark. You were at least faking that you were coming out of it.
That was around Dear Meathead, too, right?
Was that because I thought you started to turn it around just prior to, well, you kind of blew off steam and said you were going to strangle Tyler and I, and then I think you threatened to kill him at one point.
I said you were at about a 2 or a 3.
Right, but you did threaten to strangle me at one point.
I did.
And Tyler. And then I think when we started to do the... Clinton-Trump challenge.
That's true. That was fun.
We got a lot of feedback from the audience, and you seemed to start enjoying life a little bit more.
That's true. It worked better than I was expecting.
And I said to my wife, I go, yeah, today was interesting, because this is, I think, the first day that it was there have been a couple other days that Julius was extremely irritated, but not many. And out of 119 shows, that's not bad. I said, yeah, so I just left him alone, and then, you know, we just continued to do the show, and he turned it around quite well. I was happy about that, as we say hi to Tyler Doan. Tyler, hey, buddy.
Hey, guys.
I have to talk about Tyler in just a moment here. Tyler Doan's radio show went on yesterday, and I don't know if he expected this, because I had said to him, I go, Tyler, I need audio of your radio show on GVSU student-run radio station, which is heard online. And he was on from 4 to 6 yesterday, and so I had suggested he get the audio of it. That did not happen, but in case that happened, of it not happening, I listened and actually took notes, and he was like, you did? And I was like, yeah, I did. And I will talk about them. We're going to talk about them right now.
How long was it? 2 hours or
it was a 2 hour?
Okay.
Was
it through? Oh, you obviously didn't sit through the whole 2 hours.
I sat through about 1 hour and 10 minutes of it. I started listening at about 4:25. And
did you learn anything?
Well, I'll get to that in a second. Yes, I did. I have some constructive criticism for Tyler, but before we get to that, we need to start off the show with a little bit further of the revelation that happened during Dear Meathead with my dad. Now, we're not going to replay the whole bit. That's not really what we do, because you either get it or you don't. And if you didn't get it,
it's on the podcast.
The podcast, so you'll just have to get
time.
It. Exactly. So it doesn't make any sense to sit here and play the whole bit again, and that kind of alienates it, and it's spoiled for everyone who's already heard it. So it's highly recommended to go. We did it in the last segment of the 8 o'clock hour, so, and it took about 20 minutes. It usually does, but late in the show of that segment, we were talking. Somebody asked him a question about a threesome, which is, you know, it's kind of interesting subject matter to talk to him about that.
It's one of those, like, I asked Zane's dad about a threesome.
Yeah, and I just expected him to go, oh, I don't want to go there, guy. But apparently he did want to go there, even though, boy, he's...
Oh, well, maybe he didn't want to go there.
Boy, yeah, maybe he didn't, but he sure did go there. And pay attention to his answer. Dear Meathead, my name is John. I want to have a threesome with my girlfriend. What's the best way to go about asking her?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
I almost had an opportunity to do that.
That would have been a great clip just there.
Yes. Now, this one is a little bit of a different piece of audio because Pellerito had some fun with it. This is the one I'm playing. But the fact that he said, I had an opportunity, which meant it was offered in a, like, hey, you want to have a threesome? Like that. But I don't know if that was the case. Because when he furthered the story and when we thought back and listened to it.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
I almost had an opportunity to do that.
Was it with mom and someone else?
No. We ain't going there.
Okay.
Hey, just to give you a clue, this was three boys.
What? Okay. In case you missed that.
No. We ain't going there. Hey, just to give you a clue, this was three boys.
What? I corresponded with somebody on Facebook who said that he was listening to that later in the podcast when he was mid-set doing like a heavy bench press.
Terrible idea.
Which I always find that remarkable, that people would listen to a spoken word show while they're working out. You know, typically when I hear like some Metallica or something. But no, the dude's listening to us, and he said he almost dropped it on his neck.
Why would you listen to this show?
When you're lifting weights.
Basically any spoken word show except for like a hard-hitting news show.
Yeah, so maybe something like or
something funny. Like even a terrible show has the opportunity to have something funny at some moment.
Yeah, you got to be careful. So now when we listen, now Pellerito left a key portion of that out. My dad, as you know, he sometimes screws things up in the way he says them. So what he indicated that is not in the clip that we just played was three boys. He said, "Yeah, I fought them off." Now, when we look back on it, I think he was about to be sexually assaulted or raped.
That's the conclusion we came to, yes, when we were cutting our promo. Yes.
But you don't really pay attention to that. All you heard was, I had an opportunity to do that, which implies it was like consensual. When you say, I had an opportunity to do that. And then he says, yeah, it was with three boys.
I'll give you a clue.
I'll give you a clue. It was with three boys. And I went, whoa. But in
no,
between,
no, Dad, we were talking about a threesome, not a foursome.
In between those moments, he said, I fought them off. Yeah, that's I kind of, maybe we can ask him for clarification the next time he's on. But And yeah, and
he lived in Iran, right? These people are crazy.
He has described some really terrible things. There's some bad neighborhoods in places where he lived, and he was also a Christian in Iran. So he used to get the hell beat out of him all the time.
That's got to be what it was then.
And he was a Christian and a minority. Armenian in the middle of Iran was, I mean, he was like, it was not so, no good.
It's not Turkey bad, but it's pretty bad nonetheless.
Not Turkey bad. It's pretty bad, but
if you got that, that's funny.
Not quite on the genocide level bad.
No.
Bad enough, but just shy of that. I mean, man, yeah. So he's living in Turkey, and then he moves to Iran. He goes, oh, thank God we're here in this oasis. Thank God we're here in Iran. Land of the free, home of the brave. Hey, three guys, how you doing? What? You want to have sex? What? You mean I have an opportunity to do that?
No. We ain't going there. Hey, just to give you a clue, this was three boys.
Yeah. What? And then we shuffled them off and played Cats in the Cradle, and we were out.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? Well, we have to stop here. There is no point in continuing on. That's the end of that.
It was funny how fast he was shuffled off. All right, cool.
Yeah, exit stage left. See you around, Ed. Okay. Ooh, boy.
Child arrived just the other day. Touched by three men in an unusual way.
Jeez.
So, all right. So, Tyler Doan, the radio show, we talked about it. It was yesterday on the student-run radio station at GVSU. And you said your friend Mitch Boatman is his name, correct? You and Mitch,
that's correct,
have known each other for a little while, and you're doing your 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. shift.
Why is he going into radio or broadcasting?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. See, that's a terrible idea. He should obviously be a boat salesman.
He's the boatman. A lot of times radio people have to have second jobs. So,
but you could own a company and just call it the Boatman.
Right.
Boatman.
Well, after he makes his first $2 or $3 million in radio in the first couple of years, he can always just buy a place to sell boats, Tyler. Now, starting with the name of the show that Tyler came up with, it's a real play on words, more of a visual, but okay. And now I didn't hear you say the name of the show at all, Tyler. Because I listened, like, maybe you said it right at the beginning, but I didn't hear you at any time say, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show.
If anybody asks you who you listen to today, tell them, what the hell is it called?
Julius, it's called Don't You, like, and Tyler's right. Name is spelled out, Don't Worry About It is the name
of
the show.
It sounds like one of those Dr. Phil type shows.
And, that's kind of all over the map here. Now, because first and foremost, on the very first episode of Don't Worry About It, Tyler, we talked on the radio yesterday, and I said, Tyler, what are you doing on the show? And this is part of the curriculum. Is this something you have to do as part of the curriculum? Do this 2 hours on the radio?
It's for my intro to radio class.
Gotcha. So, and it's an internet-only thing, but it's still, you're on a microphone. People could hear you all around the world by just literally pushing a button. And that's great. Now, Tyler, I just need you to know, I was in the exact same position you were in. I have material from when I was your age, and it sounds as green as you would expect. I would say it sounded it didn't sound as green as yours, because I had some high school experience, but I don't have any of those recordings, but. One of the things we talked about on the air yesterday was Tyler said, well, yeah, we're going to go in there, and our first show is going to be, we're going to talk about what we're going to do on the next show. And I went, wait, you're going to just go on the air and have a planning session? And you
that
said...
That could be the bit, though. Every week they talk about what they're going to talk about next week, but they never actually get to it.
I see.
Don't worry about it.
Boat it.
Don't worry about it.
Not boot. Whatever. That's Canadian. It's boat. A boat it.
Don't worry
Julius.
About it.
Don't worry about it. But I turned it on, Tyler, and
I did not hear any planning for the next show. I didn't hear. I listened for an hour and 10 minutes, and there wasn't one moment when you said, all right, we're just figuring out what we're doing here, and we might next week be talking about this, this, and this. I didn't hear any planning, Tyler.
You must have missed it.
Tyler, I don't believe you.
I did because I talked to Mitch about it, and it was right around the time that I did text you, so I think that you had already been done listening.
Well, all right, it couldn't have been more than like 20, 25 minutes because you texted me at 4:52, and I listened up to like 4:35. So if anything, it wasn't a long, I'm sorry, you texted me at 5:52. And I stopped listening at about 5:35, so it couldn't have been a big amount of time you spent on it.
No, we didn't. We didn't spend a lot of time because, I don't know, we got in there and we just kind of hit the ground running, and which I wasn't expecting. We just kind of jumped right into talking about it, so I was just like, well, I'm just going to roll with the punches.
All right, well, let me see. I have to open
this
up my notes.
Cliche corner?
All right. I am going to start with... some broad thoughts about it. Well, damn it, my iPhone just updated. And so now everything is jacked.
Well, that's embarrassing.
No, here it is. First of all, Tyler, like half an hour into the show, Tyler, you probably don't want to point out when texts roll in from family members that say things like, out of the blue, they'll be sitting there, and then you'll hear, my dad just texted me, wants to know where I'm at. This actually happened. Mitch was busy, I don't know, saying what he wanted to say, and then Tyler just busted in with that. So, Now, Tyler, on that show, I noticed that you guys talked a lot about football and fantasy football. Now, the show's called Don't Worry About It, and that really doesn't reference anything about what the subject matter was. And then it was nonstop football talk. And nearly every, I know I don't know much about talking about sports talk, but I do know that you probably don't want to go back to referencing your favorite team and every player from your favorite team pertaining to every scenario. So he references Brett Favre like every other sentence. He references the Packers every other sentence. He even referenced Matt Flynn, a former backup quarterback for the Packers. Everything is Packer, Packer,
Packer. Wait, Matt Flynn's a Packer again, isn't he?
I don't know. I know that guy's bounced around the league. He had one good game against the Lions, of course, and from there he made millions of dollars. He did the old Scott Mitchell treatment.
I was a free agent.
So, then that was going on. And then, Tyler, I noticed like one more thing. Well, actually, I have one more just specific comment and then a broad comment. And I don't want this to turn into a bash fest. But when you're talking about football.
What kind of fest?
Bash Fest. Oh,
okay.
They're sitting there, and every time dude mentions the Chicago Bears, Mitch Boatman, Tyler goes, "Got Bears! Got Bears!" every single time. And I'm like, okay, all right. So
funny, like a couple times.
Mitch even went, he was talking about radio. And he said, yeah, radio is great because you don't have to look nice.
Oh, yeah.
That was his big takeaway of the whole thing.
It does help to look a little bit professional, though.
I think so.
Not great, but
I think so.
Don't show up in like basketball shorts and a T-shirt you wore last night.
And now, Tyler, these are all things that will eventually work out, in my opinion. But one thing that I think needs to be expressed, and there could be a lot. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There's you're on a radio show, and that's good. So you're better off than the person who's never done it. And at some point, you have to have a starting point. That's now for you. Now, this is just a nuance about speaking in general. Let's start with Mitch. No. Let's start with you, because your inflection, Tyler, when you actually speak, is a little unnatural. And what I mean by that is, when people talk, you know who does this is usually adolescent, pre-adolescent girls. And I'm not kidding when I say this. When they speak, everything ends in an upward inflection.
Oh, yeah.
They often, when, because I don't know why, but for some reason in here in this country, when they speak, they always talk with an upward inflection. And every sentence ends with an upward inflection, and it makes them sound strange. And if I were to, for this whole show, say, coming up, we will replay Dear Meathead. Or if I said, and later on, Ron Ventimiglia, you get the idea of how strange that is.
What do you mean? That'd be great.
You need to do it now. Try it.
I don't know if I can. I don't have that much excitement in my
voice. You just have to go up in the last syllable. You have to go up an octave.
Go up an octave. It seems unnatural to me. I can't do that.
Now you do that.
I love the Detroit Red Wings.
Yes, you do that on the air and you do it off the air, and I don't ever want to hear it again. It's taken me forever to pinpoint it, but I finally figured it out because when I'm looking at you, I'm distracted by your herky jerky motions, so I'm not able to pinpoint on it. But when you're speaking, Tyler, on the radio, it is a bad idea for to inflect up at the end of the sentence, and you do it nearly every time. That's all. So that's almost like too much inflection. On the conversely, Mitch has none. There is no.
Well, they're balancing each other out.
Oh my God, this guy seems very nice, but you have to give him some cocaine or something, because
cocaine's always good.
This guy is a flat line when it comes to speaking. Easily, I don't know who I would want to hear from less, upward inflection guy or flatline guy. I want you to bring a mirror to the next episode of Don't Worry About It and hold it under his nose to see if he's breathing, because I think he's dead.
What do you mean? How does he speak? Does he speak kind of like this?
Yes, exactly.
Hey, I'm a big Bears fan.
This is a radio show. The Bears. This is a radio show.
I hate the Green Bay Packers.
You don't have the benefit of visuals, so you got to color it up, man. You got to speak like it's the last words you're ever going to say, but in control. Okay?
That's a weird way to look at it.
You got to sell this stuff.
A lot of things I'd be embarrassed about if it was my last words.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. This is the way, you know how, this is how I talk off the air. You on the air talk like you do off the air. You do that all the time, and no more. If you're alone in the home and no one's home, practice it. Or I don't care. Do it with your mom and dad there. Your mom's not going to hear it. What the hell? You gotta work it, because if with the combination of stoic Mitch and Tyler's all over the board inflection problems, ooh boy. No audience. Now, that's all I have for you today, Tyler, because I don't want this. Now, I will say this. There is some good, and it's not just point out the things that I didn't like. You guys are very educated and informed on the things you're interested in, like football. You seem really, you have knowledge, but you're almost just spewing it out in random factoids. Coming out like tweets. There was no direction. It was a little bit like you had the microphones and you guys were in the studio, but it was like a boat floating around on Lake Michigan on a windy day. There was no direction. So we'll get to that. I think there is plenty of room for growth, and it isn't the end of the world, and you can actually attain this. I really believe that, Tyler.
I appreciate that, Eric. Was that good? I did not inflect up.
Well, I don't know. I don't think you can just jump right into it and be an expert. I think it needs to be a gradual process that will happen naturally. If you just suddenly say, oh, I'm going to start talking like this, now you sound like Mitch. You will inevitably, you will find your way in a natural, organic way. But just so you know, that is in an effort to always keep people listening. You don't want to do the things that will drive them away. Like, for example, I'm talking, I'm driving them away, but I've come to grips with that. I've got limited time here. So is that good? Is that too much? Do you think I didn't like freak you out?
No, those are things that I didn't even like notice that I did. So I'm glad that you pointed it out.
Okay, very good. And by the way, I promised I'd mention this. Speaking of college radio, my college radio station, WMHW in beautiful Mount Pleasant, Michigan, was just voted the number 2 college radio station in all of the country, Julius. We have great radio programs in the state.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Central's always been good at things like that.
GVSU is great with Len and that whole crew, and in Mount Pleasant too. A lot of really strong radio people come out of Central. Not me. I got out of the program. In the next segment, Julius has a hatred of pants, yeah, and we need to discuss that. And his better half, Laura.
I'm not doing this.
She is on to you. She wants this to happen in the biggest way.
This is not happening. I know what it is.
Wow.
It's not happening.
Well, I will. We'll talk about it next. And she is dying for this to happen. Now I know, Julius, that you love to make her happy,
but this is not happening.
We'll talk about what it is next. Maybe someone can persuade him at some point. I don't know. Maybe. But if anybody asks you who you listen to, please tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBO.
That's it. I hope it was fun. Check out the full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Have a good one, folks. Bye-bye.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit Hyland.com.